Wouldn't it be great if three idiots picked apart each episode of your favorite podcast?
We do that. Wouldn't it be great if we discussed the newest episode, ongoing theories, and predictions for what comes next?
We do that. Wouldn't it be great if they didn't ruin the podcast at all and kept everything spoiler-free?
We don't do that. You've been warned.
Welcome to We Do That, a Taz Fancast. I'm your co-host, Chris.
And I'm your co-host, Jake, sitting here atop my stone throne, or strone, if you will.
Wow, that was... I'm your other co-host, Colin. That was quite a leap there, Jake.
This week's episode, well, a lunar interlude, but for us.
A linterlude?
I won't. I can't. Y'all, I'm so tired. Please don't make me.
In this week's episode, the episode we're reviewing, the boys get up on stage and play Dungeons & Dragons.
What?
It's so crazy.
Novel concept. I do think this is the shortest time between them performing and them releasing we've ever seen. Because I think it was just... a month or two?
It was definitely pretty close. I don't precisely know what it was, but I think we've had some pretty close ones previously. Like 2 weeks hence, I think.
Oh, okay. I obviously didn't do any of my homework on that. I was just kind of speaking extemporaneously, so.
Yeah, just going in blind. I think what we should talk about this week is maybe a little bit less about the episode, because the point of our podcast is to not really just discuss the live shows. They're one-offs. They don't really exist in canon necessarily, but discuss the overall arc of the podcast. And I wonder if it'd be valuable if we took some time right now to unpack the live shows as they exist and whether balance is the most appropriate place for them to be playing.
Interesting. I think that is a worthwhile discussion topic, especially since there's not a lot to say about this particular episode. It was very enjoyable. It was a lot of fun. Everybody loved it.
I will say, for my one point about this, the live show in Atlanta, I did like how they followed the Power Rangers school of how to defeat a villain. Is you beat the villain, and then the villain gets really big, so then you decide to get really big. And sort of have to scale up and scale up, as opposed to going through your best, like, putting your best foot forwards and then just winning.
Yeah, I
don't know, unless getting really big is your best foot.
Jake, we don't like to talk about that foot.
I wish our listeners could hear the faces that Chris is making at us right now.
It's hard going through life with one giant foot, and that's the foot you always have to keep forward because it's your best foot. Just kind of shuffle along. It's painful, man. It's painful.
But no, I agree. I think that this was a really fun episode. I liked it a lot. But to Chris's point, It's worth spending a little time thinking about the role of live shows in our adventure zoning.
All right.
Let's
jump into it.
I won't, but I will. The live shows exist purely as fan service, and that's easy to sort of pull out.
And so
we've arrived at disagreement number one.
No, and
they are not fan service. They are canonical.
They are canonical, and that used to matter, because it was a really great opportunity for us to get more characterization of the world and of the characters that sort of supported where we saw them going in, you know, the main story, in Balance. But since Balance has ended, frequently in these live shows, the boys reflect on the fact on, I know what's going to happen. This doesn't matter. You know, and I think that we aren't gaining characterization or context that really helps us move a story forward at all. Whereas I think if we were to move away from doing live shows as balance and doing live shows of amnesty, we might have that same opportunity to deepen our understanding of the world rather than just having fun episodes. We could have fun episodes that gave us something.
So I'll differ slightly in that. I don't think amnesty would be the live shows.
So if I may, before we get on to what the live shows would be otherwise, I want to fundamentally disagree. I think the live shows, the boys have always been 100% plot protected. They're never going to kill off Magnus or Taco or Merle in a live show. And they're never going to go over salient plot points in a live show.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you there, but it helped us, it gave us depth, and we are no longer getting depth because the story is done.
That's the other part I disagree with. I think this live show is setting the seeds for a larger overarching story that's going to be connecting these various live shows, as evidenced by basically the teaser that Garfield kept the magic thing from...
Hammer?
Yeah, the magic hammer from the Fire Realm. And so I could totally see Griffin playing in the... you know, the McElroy podcast universe or Adventure Zone universe. And no, they're not all going to be directly connected, but there's going to be some sort of loose connection between whether it's Garfield or new relics. But they're all going to be one shots and they're all going to be hilarious with, you know, no real attention. And I think it's just cool to see these sort of like little vignettes that are just funny and amusing that happen between the end of the balanced story and the epilogue that we see at the end of the 69th episode. I think there is a tremendous amount of fun, and I think he's realized that there was no point to him, and now he's starting to build an overarching story within the live shows.
And I don't disagree that they're fun. I have enjoyed all of them immensely. But I question the need for that overarching story then. I'm not 100% convinced that's there yet. And I don't know the need of it to begin with. You know, we have gotten a definitive end to these characters' stories. And I feel like this would be time better spent expanding our stories elsewhere.
Yeah, I would much rather, if I'm going to get additional Adventure Zone content that's sort of outside of current arc, I would really rather return to Dust or something like that and keep those other stories alive. You know, why not hear about what's going to happen in sort of the intermediate time between here and when the next Dust arc that hopefully happens picks up. But It seems like, I guess, I also don't agree that there's going to be an overarching story. I think maybe Griffin's attempting to do like a Marvel teaser kind of thing, but I would much rather let sort of the balance era go away and start exploring all of these other plot lines that have such interesting and rich worlds that we're going to get such small tastes of.
I see that point, and I 100% disagree. I just want to stay in balance. I like Dust, but I don't like it as much as I like balance. I think they'll revisit eventually, but I don't think in Dust you're going to have I think there are a couple points here. I don't think in Dust you're going to be able to have as an effective a one-shot episode. I don't think it'll be as fun. Same thing with Amnesty. These characters in these other in these other play styles or these other narratives they're telling, nobody knows them as well. They're not as...
Well, yeah, but Dust only had its mini arc to get its feet off the ground. Like, why not let it... We had similar concerns about Amnesty, and I'm really coming to like Amnesty a lot and feel that these characters are much more fully fleshed out. If they had more time on air, as it was, I think we could come to have some cool episodes. And I think Dust sets itself up as basically like a bodyguard slash detective agency who could easily do a one-off of they call it up and they need to go, you know, protect a jewel shipment or something, or they need to figure out why the post office keeps getting mail with no stamps. Like
Pepe Silvia.
Is the proper venue to give these arcs more space the live shows?
I think that's a fun and low stakes way to continue to flesh out the characters while they decide what season 3 is going to be.
And see, I think this is really interesting how we all have distinct perspectives for once.
We're turning over a new leaf.
Because I agree with you, Chris. Like, I am really coming to enjoy Amnesty as they are getting more into these characters and sort of finding that balance. And so I would rather them spend the time there than go back to Dust, where we would need to do a lot more work to get to this level of comfort with the characters. You know, let us spin out a story. There are so many cryptid tales that they could pull from that would give our characters an opportunity to explore this world and explore their relationships in ways that meaningfully inform the rest of the story.
My concern is that Amnesty is a little too grounded in reality. At, you know, as far as it is still a fantasy RPG, it's still too grounded in reality to let it stray very far from things that might be canonical. Like, if we suddenly had the three of them pop up in Indonesia to hunt, like, we can't have them hunt more monsters in Kepler, because that's Pine Guard work, and that it would fit into this larger arc. Like, there'd be no reason for monsters to be showing up who aren't canonical and part of the larger story.
But, oh man, Chris, it's almost like there's a whole nother planet where weird stuff exists that they could go to and spend time there.
But again,
wouldn't that be convenient?
Again, you couldn't approach live shows taking place in Sylvain with the same kind of levity you could with Balance. Because all of the stuff that happens in Sylvain, we go on and on and on in our episodes about how we don't know anything about Sylvain. You want to learn it while they're fucking around in a live show and you do not know if it's true or not?
I mean, it's always true. Like, all of these things are canonical. You know, they have different weights, sure. But it's absolutely true.
But there's the other aspect of these live shows, they tend to record and then hold.
Right.
And if it's something that actually lends itself to the understanding of the current season... like what is Sylvain and what is Sylvain like and what's going on over there? They couldn't do that because you're withholding a large chunk of information from the majority of your population. And additionally, and whether it's Dust or Amnesty, I don't think the point of the live shows is to advance the narrative or flesh out any characters. I think it goes back to exactly what Chris said at the beginning. The point of the live shows is 100% fan service. When I go to see the Adventure Zone live, I want to see them say, Abraca, fuck you. And I want to see Angus show up. And I want to see...
I want to see Justin's Augustus Parsons costume.
I'm just thinking that we could expect, like, it could be more.
But I don't think that's a fair thing to even necessarily want, because there is
your wants are bullshit, Jake.
That's right, and because here's why: when the podcast comes out, everybody experiences it in pretty much the same way, right? whether you listen to it in your car or your headphones or whatever, you, it's an audio medium. But in the live show, it's a visual and physical medium that only a very select portion of the population that enjoys the show gets to experience. And so if you start exploring things, and you can even hear it when they turn up the house lights and, you know, somebody throws a pen on stage or tells them how to do a spell, it's not the same listening to it as being in the house. And I don't think you can explore these aspects of these stories when you're not giving everybody the same chance to experience how that story is developed, how that story comes together, just because it's going to be a different experience for the people listening and the people sitting in the stands watching.
Yep. Yep.
I'm still not convinced.
So, I guess that means Jake's putting out a Twitter poll on Monday that says...
Which one of us do you agree with? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I just want... The only problem I have with balance being the live shows, is I hear Magnus and Merle and Taco, and all I want to do is listen to more balance. So I'm like 20 episodes back into balance.
Yeah, I just finished Crystal Kingdom again.
Yeah, that's what these live shows do.
I didn't give Crystal Kingdom enough credit the first time around, by the way. That is a much better arc than I thought it was.
Crystal Kingdom's a fantastic arc. I don't think it's their funniest, and I don't think it's their most experimental, but I think it's their best arc. It is such a good arc.
Yeah. We're going to dive back into balance at some point. Somehow this podcast will get there.
I hope so. I love balance. I think Jake's ready to move on from balance forever, though.
I love balance. Like, it has a huge place in my heart. You know, I think it gave me a really cool opportunity to make these connections and to hear great stories, and, like, it's brought our friendship together, which I think is really cool. So it's always going to be special to me. But at some point, I want to see things move forward. And I feel like always having one foot, even if it's a very good live show foot, in balance, keeps this from moving forward as much as it could. You know, I think... We always try to make these statements about, you know, maybe it's not fair to compare balance, or maybe we shouldn't reflect on balance as much. And if we keep hearing balance, you know, every 3 to 5 episodes, as we've been hearing lately, we aren't going to be able to move away from it. They aren't going to be able to move away from it. And that's time that could be spent helping Amnesty be as good as it can.
Right. It does. I think it is fair to raise the point that even when balance was interrupted by a live show, it was at least still in the same universe. And I wonder if... I know I do find it a little bit jarring to come to a week that's a live show or something and suddenly not be in Amnesty anymore, and you lose the flow of things. Which I think can be detrimental to really building up good Amnesty momentum and really getting it out there and up to the same echelons that balance is talked about, you know? Obviously, they're pursuing it differently, but I feel like they're doing themselves a disservice by not hitting that rhythm more. Now, granted, I still don't think they should be Amnesty-based live shows, but...
Well, you know. So isn't that complaint really... not about the balance live shows, but more about the fact that they've recently had so many live shows that have been posted to their feed instead of the Amnesty. I agree that the rhythm's been broken because 2 out of the last 3 or 4 episodes have been live shows. But I think that's a complaint about not being regular enough with Amnesty content as opposed to... having an issue with the balanced live show.
And see, I think that those are two completely separate issues that are both here. Is because I totally agree. Like, we were getting to this really cool point in the story, and I want to know more. I still think that Jake Cool-Ice might be one of these goat men. But it's been a million years since we've talked about that.
We're now on a full month since the Andy's recording. We are late ourselves, so, you know, a little bit.
Yeah, but they didn't post an episode either today. So,
yeah.
Technically,
we're taking right Thursdays back is what we're doing. There are.
Yeah. But so our amnesty timing is one thing. But I do think that by always having balance be this backup, it takes away from, again, and this is me just being optimistic about the future, right? I think it takes away from what amnesty could be. And these last couple episodes have started to show that sort of glimpse about what, like, their interactions and the storytelling. It's like, okay, this is something that's really cool. And I think with some momentum and with some additional focus on amnesty rather than in the past on balance, we can keep moving forward well.
Whenever we actually convince the boys to come put a live show on in Richmond, if we show up and they're playing Amnesty, I'm going to be so pissed off.
And see, I wouldn't be.
Because when I go to something like this, I want to see them play the hits. You know, when you go to a concert of a well-known band or something, you want to see them play the songs they know.
No, the songs people love. Just the new album that hasn't been released yet. No one knows the songs. Play to a dead audience and just let your artistry wash over me.
No, oh my
give
God.
Give me those experiences.
That sucks.
I just love it. This is the demo for the thing that we might release next year, and I'm going to play 15 songs off of it, and I don't even know all the chords.
Yeah. Which is
you knowing the words. Here we go.
And I know all my old stuff was punk rock, but this is just me and my acoustic guitar.
I learned ukulele this summer, so here's this.
Yeah, that sucks so much. I just want the hits. I want Magnus and Merle and Taco and whatever fan service NPC Griffin throws in there. Give me that all day. Because if I'm sitting in the audience and they trot out Aubrey and Dr. Harris Bonkers, and these, I would just leave. I don't.
What if it's just 2 hours leave. Of just Griffin, and it's just Pigeon and Mama and Barclay,
and just it's like, every sentence is we see.
Yeah, and we see. Is that soup? And then they talk about soup for a while.
The NPCs do.
Yeah, the other brothers and Clint aren't even there. It's just Griffin. Talking just to himself.
I could see that.
I would be curious in a Pigeon one-off, though. I want to see how that shakes out.
Did she not die?
No, she's around and knows far more than she should, and we haven't gotten back to that at all.
Or do I just keep predicting she'll die?
You definitely want her dead. I don't know if you predict it, but you're rooting against her.
It's like The Secret.
You put it out into the world and maybe they'll kill off your favorite NPC.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just don't know that we've had like a meaningful death in Amnesty yet.
No. If anything, we've had undeaths with Thacker coming back.
Yeah, so let's make this real. We've turned this into an Amnesty based podcast instead of a live show podcast.
Yeah, which just proves that I just want some Amnesty content to talk about. Jesus. Tell me what's happening with these cloven-hooved dudes.
Yeah, I agree. It's been, I think, I understand sometimes you can't make an episode and you have to post a live show or filler or something. But I think when they do that, I think they should like try to get the next episode out within a week or something. Just
because it does ruin the rhythm and really takes month is too long between story parts.
And the trick of it too is you know the beginning of the next episode is like Travis talking about how what were we even doing? I don't remember. And so that like they're taking themselves outside of the world, all of us as listeners, or at least for myself, I'm outside of the world. So then you're spending the first front end of the episode sort of recommitting to this fiction as opposed to getting some good solid role play happening.
Yeah, I mean that's really what drove down the Suffering Game. Which I think retrospectively is a very good arc, but when we were listening to it in real time, it's here's a story mission, here's a live show, here's a story mission, here's a live show.
Right, and especially the stakes are so high in that arc that Griffin has written such a dramatic turn for it that it really needs to hit those notes more frequently.
Right, and I mean this chapter of Amnesty may do the same things. I mean,
well, part of it, we're kind of playing in real time, and we've been talking about episodes that take place over the course of 6 minutes. You know,
yeah. This.
So the fact that we're on basically, the next day or whatever it is kind of alarming.
Yeah, and it's taken quite a while, or it's taking quite a while to get there. Which I think is disappointing.
Well, I guess there we have it. We all want them to keep doing live shows and have very different opinions on what live shows should be. And boy, we wish Amnesty would just come out every 2 weeks like it's supposed to.
Yeah. Agreed. And we think they should do a live show in Richmond.
Or Portland, Maine.
Or Richmond.
Yeah, or Richmond.
I mean, they've done Boston.
Uh-huh, we're not the same, which I keep telling my office. It's a very long drive. I've just done it a couple times.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying it's within driving distance of both Richmond and Portland, Maine.
Boston is?
I'm not driving to Boston.
I could drive there.
I'm glad you're an accountant and not a geographer.
I mean,
or cartographer.
I mean, it is drivable. It's a long drive, but it's not like it's impossible to drive there.
Yeah, but I mean, San Francisco is drivable from Richmond by like...
Correct.
Well, no, don't correct. No. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shut up. No.
Yeah.
With that bullshit.
It's not. It's 100% accurate. If I need to go to San Francisco, my preferred method of transportation would be driving.
So you want to leave in like a week in advance of the time where you're supposed to get there just so that you can drive there?
Yes.
There's lots of good oversized things on the highway between here and there.
Yeah. That sounds awesome. Want to go see America.
In all its glory.
And then, fly back. Oh, fuck, my car!
Just rent one. That's what Zipcar's for, I'm pretty sure.
Oh boy, I think they might get pissed off if you take a Zipcar and go across the country.
Just leave it somewhere else, yeah. What about a bird? We could just drive a scooter across the country.
I thought you meant like a winged bird.
Creature, yeah, no.
You mean like those things that picked up the guys from Mordor? Like
the eagles!
Yeah, let's just take an eagle across country. It's very patriotic if it's a bald eagle. I don't know if those were bald eagles. My guess is no.
We're going to need to get someone to guest from a Lord of the Rings fan cast in order to really inform that stuff. I don't have any of that content ready for us.
Do we not have someone on call that... Like, what are the good Lord of the Rings fan casts?
Again, still don't have that information accessible. I mean, I could pull up like a quick Spotify top something, but it's not.
Well, we'll just tweet at Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, see, he'll do it.
What do you think a Lord of the Rings podcast would be called? What would you name a Lord of the Rings podcast?
One pod to rule them all.
Okay.
Fellowship of the Pod.
Okay. All right. I like it.
Second I like Z's.
It. Nope, that Ooh. Was bad. Skip that one.
No, I like Second Z's the most. None of the ones Cereal, I'm finding.
But with an X.
Cereal, but with an L.
Lyrial.
I meant at the end.
So cereal with an S.
The Cerulean. Like,
to show cereal, it already starts with an S.
Yeah. Well, just in case anyone thought I meant cereal with a C.
Yeah, that's our podcast. We're going to do that one.
There's one called There and Back Again.
Yeah.
Cardboard of the Rings.
That seems bad.
A podcast about the Lord of the Rings, the card game.
Oh. All right, yeah.
Lord of the Rings Minute. And the Funny Two Towers podcast.
Well, now that we're just using our podcast time to promote other podcasts well, thing we do not care about,
maybe to be fair,
that's the end of the episode.
I was not promoting them.
You're just these acknowledging all, their existence.
These all seem like garbage.
Hey, we don't know that.
I don't. I said seem like. You didn't see the album art.
Oh, yeah. All right. Fair point.
Well, we've thrown out some thoughts there. So if y'all have any interest or opinions or ideas about, you know, where the live shows are going, holler at us, please. You know, we'd love to reflect together and sort of process this as a community.
Yeah, y'all. Thanks so much for joining us on this another abbreviated episode and much less focused episode of We Do That, a Taz Fancast. We will see you, well, I don't know. This is going to come out sometime on a weekend after a right Thursday in which there was no episodes. So we're going to try to get back on schedule to see you next wrong Thursday. But that's on the McElroys if something shows up in our feed soon. Otherwise, we'll still be on Twitter at WeDoThat_pod or always available by email at WeDoThat@gmail.com.
You can just email us to say hi, please. Like,
just say hi. Listen, Gmail has started just sending us things, I think, out of pity. And it's like, hey, have you considered making friends? And it's just, boy, it's tough to look at that inbox.
What's our email address again?
It is WeDoThatPod@gmail.com.
I'm going to send us an email right now.
God, I hate you so much.
Going right to spam. Thank you so much to the Early for our intro and outro music. I lost the thread of the out. God damn it, Colin. We love you all very much. We'll see you on Wrong Thursday. Bye, everybody.